What's new in Windows 11 24H2 build 26100? Hey everyone, it's Mason Kawa here tonight, and in this podcast, I'm going to do an overview of what is about to come down in Windows 11 build 26100, also known as 24H2. Now, there are a bunch of features that are going to be coming in this release of Windows 11 24H2. So, I'm going to take you through them one by one. So, the first one I want to talk about is the scrollable view. The scrollable view in quick settings. So what this is basically it is a multi-page settings page, quick settings page, I should say, that hosts a number of settings that you can adjust on Windows 11. Now, I don't use this page, I don't use this quick settings section a lot, so I don't use this quick settings page a lot, but let's see what's there. So I'm going to go ahead. So a quick way, the most efficient way to get to that page is going to be the Windows logo key. So you hold on Windows, press the letter A for what was known back then, was Action Center. So I'm going to press Windows A.
Quick settings grouping. Wi-Fi toggle button press Netgear 36-5G 1 of 11.
So you have 11 settings here, and it's
accessibility, Wi-Fi toggle.
It's in a horizontal
Bluetooth airplane access energy.
So you can go up or down, left or right. So if I go right,
Wi-Fi toggle button press Netgear 36-5G 1 of 11.
So there's the first option. I'm going to go to the right. So that's the first option. I'm going to go to the right now.
Bluetooth toggle button press not connected 2 of 11.
So Bluetooth is on, but it's not connected to any device.
Airplane mode toggle button not press 3 of 11.
Airplane mode will disable all of your. It will disable any your Wi-Fi and Bluetooth communications.
Accessibility button 4 of 11.
Accessibility. This, if you click on this, if I press enter or space.
Accessibility grouping. Magnifier toggle button not pressed 1 of 6. Color filters toggle button not pressed 2 of 6. Narrator toggle button not pressed 3 of 6. Mono audio toggle button not pressed 4 of 6. Live captions toggle button not pressed 5 of 6. Sticky keys toggle button not pressed 6 of 6.
Not sure why you want sticky keys.
Unsaved.
So I'm going to go back into
desk.
The quick settings, because when I hit escape, it will just close that page.
Quick settings grouping. Wi-Fi toggle button press Netgear 36-5G 1 of 11.
So I'm going to go to the right again.
Bluetooth, airplane, accessibility button 4 of 11.
Right again.
Energy saver toggle button press 5 of 11.
So energy saver is the equivalent. They renamed it to battery saver in 24H2. So basically what this does is it will consume less power on your laptop and desktop tower. It will, I wouldn't say throttle processes, but it doesn't allow that many background apps to run in the background. So it'll save a lot more battery power.
65% 3 hours. Mobile hotspot toggle button not pressed 8 of 11. Energy saver. Live captions toggle button not pressed 6 of 11.
So I don't know why you have two duplicates. You have that option in the accessibility launcher that I just showed you. But I guess they put it there just for convenience. I'm not sure.
Nightlight toggle button not pressed 7 of 11.
So there's nightlight, but that is on page 2 of 2. So
live captions toggle button not pressed 6 of 11.
So live captions is the last one, I think, that is on page 1. If you go from here,
Nightlight toggle button not pressed, 7 of 11.
So, I'm not sure what Nightlight does, but I'll talk about why I say it's page 2 of 2 here in a sec.
Mobile hotspot toggle button not pressed, 8 of 11.
Mobile hotspot, I'm still moving to the right.
Nearby sharing toggle button not pressed, 9 of 11.
Nearby sharing.
Nearby sharing toggle button not pressed, 9 of 11.
I put this.
Space, pressed.
So,
space, not pressed.
I'm not sure what that does. I still need to explore that.
Cast button, 10 of 11.
Cast.
Project button, cast button, 10 of 11.
So if I hit enter on this.
Cast grouping, back button. Available displays grouping. Can't find a device. Link. More cast settings button. Back button.
So there's nothing there.
Cast button, 10 of 11.
So I hit back. Now I'm going to press right arrow.
Project button, 11 of 11.
So project. So now, if I tap from here.
Previous page button.
Ah. So you know we're already on page 2. That's previous page. Now, if I press this.
Page 1 button, 1 of 2. Manage Wi-Fi connections button, 1 of 11. Page 1 button, next page button. Brightness slide, battery button 64%. All settings button. Wi-Fi toggle, manage Wi-Fi, page 1 button, 1 of 2.
So.
Wi-Fi toggle button, press Netgear 36-5G, 1 of 11.
Now, that's, we're back to where we started. We're on page 1 of 2. If I.
Page 1, next page button.
Next page.
Brightness slider 0, 1 of 2.
Now.
1, 2, 1, 0. Mute volume, bright 1, 0. Battery button 6, page 2 button, previous, nightlight toggle button not pressed, 7 of 11.
Ah. So we're on page 2 of 2 now, so we're on nightlight. So if I go back.
Previous page button. Page 1 button, 1 of 2. Manage Wi-Fi toggle button, press Netgear 36-5G, 1 of 11.
So 1 of 11, but items 1 through 6 are on page 1 of 2. Item 7 through 11 is on page 2 of 2. If I wanted to add a setting to this, let's say I could do, for example,
Wi-Fi toggle, go to settings 1 of 1.
Let's see.
Quick setting, Bluetooth toggle, air, act, and live, nightlight, mobile, manage Wi-Fi, page 1 button, 1 of 2, next page, brightness slider 0, 1 of 2, 1, 0, battery button 64%, all settings button. Wi-Fi toggle button, press Netgear 36-5G, 1 of 11.
Okay, let me
all settings.
Go to all settings.
Settings. Settings window. Search box.
So that opens.
Desktop. Settings. Settings window. Desktop.
So that opens settings. I'm trying to figure out.
Quick settings grouping. Wi-Fi toggle button. Go to settings 1 of 1. Quick setting.
There used to be a way.
Bluetooth toggle. Wi-Fi toggle button, press Netgear 30. Bluetooth. Airplane. Project button 11. Cast button. Nightlight. Live captions toggle button not pressed. Airplane mode. Live caption, nearby share, project button, Bluetooth talk, airplane mode, access, air, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, manage Wi-Fi connections, page 1 button, 1 of 2, next page button, brightness slider 0, 1 of 2, battery button 64%, all settings button, Wi-Fi toggle button, press Netgear 36-5G, 1 of 11.
I wonder if I can.
Copilot, settings, settings window, search, system, Bluetooth, system 1 of 11, level 1.
What happens if I right-click this? You'll let me? No.
Bluetooth, system 1, Bluetooth, and
so let's go to
system 1.
System.
System button 1 of 1. Desktop new 14S. Windows update last checked. 2. List. Display 1 of 18.
So.
Sound. Display 1 of 18. Notif. Focus 4 of 8. Power. About 18. Optional. System component. Clipboard. Remote desk. Projecting. Recovery 12 of 18.
I can't right click anything.
Project. Recovery 12 of 8. Recovery. Right click. Projecting, recovery 12 of 18.
Can I left click? Wait.
Project, remote, clipboard, system, optional feature, about 18 of.
I'm trying to figure out how to add.
Optional feature 17 of 18.
Okay, hang on. Let me go.
Copilot.
To narrow settings.
Settings window. Use, keep, narrow, narrate, show more, add natural voices grouping, add add legacy voices. Lower the volume. Narrate.
You
Copilot button settings settings net windows privacy access accessibility list visual mount text mag color contrast narrator 8 of 8 level 2 hearing vision grouping 1 of 3
huh
Copilot button Copilot desktop list quick settings grouping Wi-Fi toggle button press Netgear 36-5G 1 of 11. Bluetooth airplane, access of energy saver, live captions, night light talk, mobile hotspot toggle button not, nearby sharing toggle button not, cast button 10 of 11. Project button, go to settings 1 of 1.
But there's no unpin option.
Quick set. Night live energy saver, accessibility button 4 of 11. Accessibility button 4 of 11. Airplane mode toggle button not press 3 of 11. Bluetooth toggle button press not connected 2 of 11.
Huh.
Unsaved project, Reaper V set, unsaved.
So this is
unsaved.
I'm not sure why it's not
unsaved. Unsaved Reaper preferences, search tree view, import 4D device 1 of a search, find OK, cancel dialog, tree view, device dialog, audio device settings grouping, no objects, please stop any playback, no next, no audio device settings grouping, please stop any playback or recording to view this page, audio device tree view, device 1 of 11 Reaper preferences dialog, tree view, unsaved project, Reaper V7.20, track view.
What? Okay, this is interesting.
Desktop.
So.
Reaper license.rk 15 of 16.
Anyways, that's quick settings for you. Quick settings and the scrollable view. Now, the other thing that I want to talk about is the new... Now, this is controversial. I see a lot of people, they don't like it. It's going to be a very controversial thing. But as you all know, the mail and calendar apps are going away. They have already gone away. In Windows 11 24H2, it is going to the mail and calendar apps are going to be replaced by
Start window. Oh. T Outlook new app. Press right to switch preview 1 of 1 level 1.
Outlook new. So they haven't done the change yet. Actually, let me check.
Find results in apps head. Level 2 apps group Outlook.
Let me
start. All apps button. All apps list.
See.
Number group 7 zip file. Oh, grouping 12 of 20. OneNote, Outlook, Classic, New 2 of 3.
Okay. So they did do the change. So if you have Microsoft Office 365 installed,
Outlook, Classic, New 2 of 3.
Outlook, Classic. Okay.
Outlook, New 3 of 3. Outlook, Classic, New 2 of 3.
Outlook Classic was basically the web app. I mean, the old Outlook desktop app that many of you have been using for a while now. But I like the new Outlook app. It's much easier to use, and it just feels better. So I'm going to launch Outlook New.
Outlook New, 3 of 3.
So I'm going to press Enter on Outlook New.
Outlook, Outlook document, application, message list, no items selected list, mail, Mason Cabo, Outlook document blank.
So,
application, message list, no items selected list, forwarded HumanWare technical support, selected.
Okay.
Replied, replied Discord fraud ticket number, forwarded HumanWare.
So, when you first open Outlook New, you're going to be asked to set up an email account. Actually, I'll take you through the process of doing that. So,
desktop.
I'll take you through the process. And I'm not worried about doing this because I'll explain why in a bit.
Run.
So let me just...
Percent. L-O-C-A-L-A-P-P-D-A-T-A. Percent. Text unavailable. Local. File.
So I'm going to go in... The reason why I'm going to local app data is I'm going to reset Outlook to factory defaults, the new Outlook. So I'm going to go into Microsoft.
M, Microsoft, items.
I'm going to hit O until I hear OAK or O-L-K.
Office 7, O, OK, 18 of 30.
So it says OAK, but it's spelled
OAK, capo, L, K.
So that's for Outlook. So I'm going to go ahead
OAK, 18 of,
and press the delete key on OAK.
Office, OAK. 0% complete. Recycling Microsoft File Explorer.
And that's gone.
Desktop.
So, now when I launch Outlook New, And I'm going to do this the other way. There is another way to launch the new Outlook very quickly, fairly quickly. So I'm going to go to the run dialog.
Run dialog, type the name of a program.
And I'm simply going to type OLK.
OLK.
Enter.
Text on desktop list. Reaper license.rk 15 of 16. Outlook. Outlook document clickable.
So I'm going to render it in browse mode.
Clickable. Welcome to the new Outlook. Outlook.com, Gmail, Yahoo, iCloud, Pop. Outlook supports Microsoft 365, Gmail, Yahoo, iCloud, IMAP, and Pop. Learn more. Suggested accounts. We've listed accounts currently active in your Microsoft software, including Outlook. Mason.cabo@lvpda.com. Open suggested accounts. No account. Create an Outlook.com email account. Continue grouping. Heading level 1. Welcome to the new Outlook.
So I just went to the top of the page and it read everything, but heading, I'm going to go to the email box.
Suggested accounts combo box collapsed. Editable. Mason.cabo@lvpda.com. Outlook document. Welcome to the new.
I don't want to set that one up yet. I want to set up my old, my personal account. So I'm going to type over this.
MLAYONCAO. Mason.cabo@lvpda.com. Create an Outlook. Suggested accounts combo box collapsed. Editable opens list selected. Mason.cabo@lv. We've listed accounts current. Suggested accounts combo box collapsed. Editable opens list selected. Mason.cabo. M. Unselected.
Oh, it's gonna do this thing now.
M. List. Mason.cabo@lvpda.com. Not selected. 1 of 1.
I don't want that one.
AYONCAO@gmail.com. Create an Outlook. Suggested accounts combo box collapsed. Mason. AMAYONCAO@gmail.com. Blank.
Okay, but
create suggested accounts combo box collapsed. Editable opens list selected. MasonCabo4@gmail.com.
That was weird. Okay. Anyways. So you have to kind of clear the box first and then put your email address in. So I'm going to go ahead and hit continue, or I could press enter here.
Setting things up. Outlook document blank. Sync your Gmail account. Gmail MasonCabo4@gmail.com. Cloud sync for a better experience. Your emails, calendar events, and contacts will be synced to the Microsoft Cloud when you sign in and accept all permissions. Learn more.
Ah.
Outlook. Clickable.
So now it said
heading like graphic Gmail. Mason. Graphic cloud sync. MasonCabo4@gmail.com. Graphic Cloud Sync. For a better experience, your emails, calendar events, and contacts will be synced to the Microsoft Cloud when you sign in and accept all permissions. Link learn more. Button continue. Button cancel. Button cancel.
So it already sank all my contacts, so I don't need to worry about that.
Button continue.
So I need to continue.
Button. Frame busy. English, United States. Sign in. Google Accounts Mozilla Firefox. Sign in. Google
So I'm going to sign in.
Forgot email. Email or phone edit has auto-complete selected. MasonCabo4@gmail.com.
So I'm going to press enter.
Section. Enter your password. Edit protected blank.
I'm going to put my password in.
Star. Show password. Enter.
Oops.
Circle. Star. Show password. Privacy policy. Next button. Section. Alert. Username edit masoncabo4@gmail.com. Privacy policy. Google account. Cancel button. Continue button.
Now I'm going to press enter on continue. I had to tab over to it.
Alert save password for google.com. Username edit masoncabo.
I'm not going to save my password because
navigate. Alert save password. Show password. Save button. Not now button. Alt plus N. Space. Sign in. Google accounts document.
Now.
Sign in.
It's the typical standard Google thing. It's going to ask you, oh, it's going to
clickable heading level 1 Microsoft apps and services wants additional access to your Google account. English. So United States.
So I'm going to go all the way to the end until I get to allow.
8 ser- cancel, continue, no next, cancel, continue.
Or continue, rather.
8 services, eight services button, continue button.
So I'm going to continue.
Blank. Mozilla Firefox, Chrome, /mozapps/con, choose a different application. Link focus read only.
Now it's asking me, how do you want to open this link?
Always allow HTTPS, open link button.
So I'm going to open the link, it's basically an Outlook link. So I'm going to open this. It says open. That's it.
Mozilla Firefox. Menu bar, toolbar. Application. Minimize. App. No preview. No next. Always allow. Always choose a different app. Allow this site to open the MS Outlook link with Outlook. New.
So yeah, I'm going to allow.
Open link button.
Open link. Enter.
Doc Outlook.
Now, I didn't say anything. But I'm going to go back into browse mode.
Outlook document. Heading level 1 setting things up. Heading level 1 setting things up. Heading level 1 setting things up. Heading level 1 setting things up.
So now it's setting things up.
Heading level 1 setting things up. When you entrust your data, required diagnostic data, we collect next button. Blank. We'd like you to share optional diagnostic and usage data. It's how we continue to improve. None of this data includes your name, email content, or information about apps unrelated to Outlook. Learn more. Do you want to send optional data about Outlook to Microsoft? Yes, send.
So I've seen several cases where the spell checker will not work if you choose.
No, don't send optional data, radio button not checked.
Don't send optional data. I've seen it not work. I'm just gonna.
Yes, send optional data, radio button not checked.
Just so things don't fail.
Checked.
I checked it. Now I'm gonna press B for button.
Accept button,
so I'm gonna press enter.
No next button. Blank. Outlook includes experiences that connect to online services to help you create, communicate, and collaborate more effectively. Some of these connected experiences also analyze your content to give you suggestions and recommendations. To provide connected experiences, Outlook collects required service data. Learn more to adjust your connected experiences. Go to privacy settings. Continue. Powering your experience.
Now it does say continue, so I'm going to go ahead and press continue.
Continue button. No next button.
And now we should be in, I think.
Outlook document. Blank.
So.
Clickable. Clickable message. Message list. No items selected list.
Yes.
Mail talk. Message list. Message list. Unread Google's.
Now, I'm going to sign into my other account, my work account, because I want to show you how this is laid out.
Favorites.
So I'm going to go.
Level 1 add account.
Add account.
Dialog. Close button.
Okay.
Close button. Button club. Suggested accounts combo box collapsed editable opens list mason.cabo@lvpda.com.
So I'm going to keep that account.
Close button.
That's the one I want.
Learn more link. Close button. Done button. Get Outlook mobile. Done. Add another account button.
Oh, wait.
Done. Get out. Your emails are now. Graphic success. Button close.
Oh, I didn't have to put my password in. Cool.
Done button. Close button.
So I'm hit done.
Done button. Mail. Mason Cabo.
No.
Outlook. Mason. Add account. Not. Mason.cabo@lvpda.com. Not selected. Collapsed. Level 1. Favorites.
So I'm going to go. So the way how this works.
Message list. List. Unread Google security alert 11:55 p.m.
So you can navigate this in two ways. Control tab to navigate between the different panes of Outlook New. Or I like doing the control tab way. It's a lot easier for me. So I'm going to go ahead and press control tab.
Mail toggle button pressed.
So here are where all of your apps lie. So you have mail.
Calendar toggle button not pressed.
So.
Mail toggle button pressed.
So mail is control 1.
Calendar toggle button not pressed.
Calendar is control 2.
People toggle button not pressed.
People is control 3.
Word toggle button not pressed.
Word's control 4.
Excel toggle button not pressed.
Excel is control 5.
PowerPoint toggle button not pressed.
That's control 6.
More apps button opens dialog.
And there's more apps.
Mail toggle button pressed.
But we're only going to stick with mail and calendar. So I'm going to control tab.
Favorites tree view. Favorites expanded 1 of 4 level 1.
So now you're in your folder list.
Collapsed. Expanded.
So I'm going to go press down arrow now.
Level 2 inbox, 12 unread, not selected inbox, 41 items, 12 unread, 1 of 4.
There are 4 items in my favorites list, so I'm going to down arrow again.
Sent items, 1 unread, not selected, sent items, 86 items, 1 unread, 2 of 4, level 2.
Down arrow again.
Drafts, 14 items, not selected drafts, 14 items, 0 unread, 3 of 4, level 2.
Down arrow again.
Archive, 11 unread, not selected archive, 15 items, 11 unread, 4 of 4, level 2.
Down arrow again.
Level 1 masoncabo4@gmail.com, not selected, expanded. Collapsed, expanded.
So you can either use enter or left and right arrow to expand and collapse these tree views. So when it says collapse or expanded, you're essentially looking at a tree view. So I'm going to go down arrow now.
masoncabo4@gmail.com tree view. Level 2 inbox selected, 12 unread, collapsed inbox, 41 items, 12 unread, 1 of 8.
So the reason why this one says it's collapsed, I'm going to expand it.
Expanded.
Now I'm going to down arrow.
Level 3 blind mast, 1 unread, not selected blind mast, 3 items, 1 unread, 1 of 1.
So here's another folder I created specifically for this company that I had to take a break from, but...
Collapsed. Junk email, 2 items, not selected junk email, 2 items, 2 unread, 2
Ooh,
of 8, level 2.
We got 2 junk messages.
Drafts, 14 items, not selected drafts, 14 items, 0 unread. Sent items, 1 unread, not selected sent items, 86 items. Deleted items, 46 unread, not selected deleted items, 179 items, 46 unread, 5 of 8, level 2.
So a very important note here. When you delete a message with the delete key, it will go to this deleted items folder. So this is equivalent to your trash folder. So in order to make sure that the messages are deleted, you have to go in here, select all the messages with Control A, and then press the delete key to permanently delete the messages. So I'm going to down arrow from here.
Archive 11 unread, not selected. Archive 15 items, 11 unread, 6 of 8 level 2.
Down arrow again.
Drafts 0 not selected. Drafts 0 to 0 items, 7 of 8 level. Outbox not selected. Outbox 0 items, 8 of 8.
Down arrow. So you have drafts, outbox.
Level 1 mason.cabo at lvp.com not selected. Collapsed.
Here's my work email. So this is a different account. So I'm going to right arrow to expand it.
Expanded.
Down arrow.
Mason.cabo at lvp.com tree view. Level 2 inbox 66 unread, not selected. Inbox 144 items, 66 unread, 1 of 11. Drafts 5 items not selected. Drafts 5 items, 0 unread, 2 of 11 level 2. Sent items not selected. Sent items 125 items, 0 unread, 3 of 11 level 2.
So in order for you to select a folder,
favorite level 2 inbox 12.
So I did that with a, I went to the top
level one,
with a control home.
Level 2 inbox 12 level 1 favorites. Level 2 inbox 12 unread, not selected. Inbox 4.
So when you select any of the folders, you will automatically move to the email list. So I'm going to press enter on inbox in. So I'm going to look at my personal email account. So I'm going to press enter on this.
Selected. Message list, no items selected list. Unread Google security alert Sunday 11:55 p.m. Microsoft apps and services was granted access to your Google account 58% 4 hours.
So you have your Google access there. The Google security alert. I'm going to down arrow from here.
Forwarded Humanware technical support case 7.
That is regarding one of my devices that had keyboard damage. I'm keeping this email around. Now.
Forward. Reply Discord fraud ticket number. Unread Google.
So you just up in order to this if you want to read it.
Reply Discord fraud. Kristen. Forwarded Humanware technical.
So if I press enter to read it, I have Outlook News set to not show the reading pane. And the reason why is if you do have the reading pane shown, if you press enter on a message, it will not open in a new window.
Forwarded.
So if I press enter on this from Humanware.
Mail, Mason Cabo, Outlook document blank, document, message body section.
So I'm going to go into browse mode. Or you can navigate it with object navigation for NVDA. To do that, I'm going to go into this section with caps lock shift down arrow.
Hi.
I'm going to object nav to the right.
The unit with the following serial number 9516030.
I'm going to skip that.
Warranties expired in March 2024.
Yep. So, okay. So I'm going to hit escape to close this email.
Mail, Mason Cabo, Outlook document blank, message list list. Forwarded Humanware technical support case 777428.
Okay. So let's take a look now at creating a new email message. So I'm going to do a control N from here.
To edit multi-line blank.
Now let's type an email address to, let's type an email to my friend Brandon. So I'm going to type in his name, B-R-A. And the reason why I wasn't concerned about resetting Outlook back to factory default is because your contacts are automatically synced to the cloud. So even if you have to reset the new modern Outlook to factory defaults, you don't need to worry because your Outlooks will be saved in the cloud. So I'm going to type his name. I'm not gonna type his whole email address. I'm going to just type B-R-A.
B-R-A. Brandon Tyson.
Yes. So I'm going to...
Bra. Search. Bra. Brandon.
So that's the one I want. Brandon Tyson. Now I'm on that email address. So I'm going to tab now. It's going to autocomplete it. So if I tab, it won't say anything, but it puts it in the email box.
Blank button. Brandon Tyson. Cap B.
So.
Button Brandon Tyson. Button Brandon Tyson.
So it says button Brandon Tyson, but
out of edit to edit multi-line button clickable Brandon Tyson.
I don't know why I didn't say that.
Out button Brandon Tyson. Cap B.
Okay. So we have his email address in there.
Out of edit CC edit, out of edit Brandon Tyson. To edit out of edit Brandon Tyson. Brandon Gold to edit multi.
Yeah, so it does if you want to check
Out of button, Brandon Tyson, cap B.
If you want to check, if you want to verify what email address you've got, you can go into browse mode and then down arrow one time.
Out of edit, Brandon Tyson, Brandon.
That's the one I want.
To edit multi-line button.
So.
Blank, button, Brandon Tyson.
So I'm going to tab over.
CC edit multi-line blank.
Now, for some users I've seen that the CC and BCC fields are not shown with the new modern Outlook, so you have to unhide them.
BCC button, CC button, to button, opens
if
at,
I,
CC button, opens at recipients dialog.
If I,
to pop out button, open in, to CC button.
If I press enter on this.
Add recipients dialog, document, close button. Mail, mail, BCC button. To edit, CC, BCC, to edit multi-line button, Brandon type.
I'm not sure how you can unhide them. Hide them, I mean. So I'm going to tab over.
CC edit multi-line blank.
I'm going to tab over again.
BCC edit multi-line blank.
So that's a blank carbon copy.
Add a subject edit, add a subject blank.
I'm going to say test message.
T-E-S-T space M-E-S-S-A-G-E dot. Message body, press Alt plus F10 to exit edit multi-line blank.
Now I'm going to make a deliberate spelling mistake, so I'm going to say
cap H E Y Y Y space cap suggested insert agent forwarded message, press R A N D N D D O N.
So I just tried to autocomplete the what I was trying to say, but it got it wrong, so I just typed over it,
comma,
new line, enter twice,
A L U M A N dot cap space F E N H U space space D D A R T C N A I F space H I S S space S space I S N O W S space 1 1 space space 1 1 space 2 4 H 2 space T U T O R I L L O T U T space space H S E dot space O E R V I E W S P O D S A T dot cap A V E D space E S N bang space.
No line, no line.
Cap A L A A cap A N dot.
All right.
Hey Brendan, Brendan. Hey, spelling. Hey, spelling. Hey.
Okay.
Hey Brendan.
So there is a little caveat here that I want to talk about, and that is the spell check dialog. You cannot press F7 here to get there. What I usually do, and what I recommend everybody else do, press F6 from here. So I'm going to just show it to you, but there is a quicker way to spell check. So I'm going to press F6.
Tab control, message tab selected, Alt Windows or F10, M4 of 8.
So I'm going to right arrow all the way till I get to options.
Insert tab. Format text, draw tab, options tab selected, Alt Windows or F10, P8 of 8.
So it says Alt Windows or F10, P. So if I tab now.
Mason Cabo training with Jack, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., Tuesday, August. Mason Cabo, tab control, options tab selected, home tab, options tab selected, Alt Windows or F10. Mason Cabo training with Jack, Mason, options property page, proofing grouping. Editor menu button collapsed submenu. Customize your editor, Alt Windows or F10.
So you can go in here. So this is
Mason options property page, proofing grouping. Editor menu button collapsed submenu.
So it says editor button menu collapsed.
Open editor 1 of 3.
So that's how you get to the spell check window is
editor settings, open editor, show suggestions, open editor 1 of show suggestions count 3 of 3. Open editor 1 of 3.
So that's a convoluted way to get there.
Message body, press Alt plus F10 to exit edit multi-line. Hey, Brandon.
And I just press escape to get back to where I was.
Brandon, hey.
Let's see where it pops me back into if I press F6.
Tab control, options tab selected.
Oh, because it stays there.
Mason Cop, options property page, proofing grouping, editor, expand, open editor, message body.
So we're back in the message body. Now, I don't want to do it that way because it's a little, it is a accessible dialogue, but you kind of, it's very convoluted to get to there. You can't just simply press F7 to get there. You have to do F6, then right arrow all the way to options, tab over to the editor submenu, open that submenu, and then go to open editor. So it's not really the most convoluted way of doing things. But if I...
Brendan, hey, spelling hey, spelling hey.
So it does spelling hey, spelling hey, spelling hey.
Blank. Hey, Brendan. Hey, spelling hey, spelling hey.
You can't right-click this either, so if I right-click it with the applications key, nothing happens.
Menu. Emoji 1 of 5.
Whoa.
Message, Brendan, hey, spelling hey. Menu.
Ah, you had to right-click twice, I don't know why.
Hey.
Let's try shift applications. Nope. Nope. You can't do that either.
Brendan, hey, spelling hey.
So how do I get spelling suggestions? How does this work? Interestingly enough, you actually have to press Alt down arrow to get into a list of spelling suggestions. It's a spell check. It's a spell check menu-driven system. So,
hey, spelling hey, spelling hey.
So I'm gonna do an Alt down arrow now.
Haiti collapsed 1 of 3. Haga collapsed 2 of 3. Heli collapsed 3 of 3.
So I can't find hey.
Haiti, ignore all button, open editor settings button, Haiti collapsed 1 of 3. Open editors, Haiti collapsed 1 of 3.
So I have to correct it myself.
Message body.
Let me try just taking out.
Hey, E, Y, space.
The extra Y.
Y, Brent, hey. Brent, hey. Cap H, E, Y, space. Brent, hey. Spelling hey, spelling hey.
It takes a minute for the spell check to register, I'm not sure why. I'm gonna down arrow again, Alt down arrow.
Hey, collapsed 1 of 3. Haiti collapsed 2 of 3. Hey, collapsed 3 of 3.
Ooh.
Hey, collapsed 1 of 3.
So, to spell
blank
your spelling suggestion.
Hey, collapsed 1 of 3.
So there's 1 of 3, so I'm going to press NVDA tab twice.
Hey, cap H, E, Y.
So, let's see what the other hey is about.
Haiti collapsed. Hey, collapsed 3 of 3.
Let's spell this one.
Hey, cap H, A, Y.
I don't want the dry hey. I want...
Message body. Press Alt plus. Brendan. Hey, spell... Hey, collapsed. Haiti. Hey, cap H, E, Y.
Now, to simply insert it into the document, all you do, press Enter to insert it, and it'll autocorrect.
Suggestion hey was successfully accepted. Suggestion hey was successfully accepted. Message body, press...
Oh, I didn't know it did that now.
Brendan, hey, Brent, comma, Brendan, R, cap B, comma, blank. How are you, man, dot, cap I, am sending you this short email for... This, Windows, 11.
So
there is one proofing issue found on this line. There,
oh.
Windows, grammar this Windows, grammar this Windows. This. 4. There is one proofing issue found on this line. There is one proofing issue found on this line. This, grammar this Windows, grammar this Windows.
Okay, so it's...
This window collapsed 1 of 2. These windows collapsed 2 of 2.
I'm gonna keep it as is, because...
Message body.
It's...
Window, this, Windows. This window collapsed 1 of 2.
So
message.
This window is highlighted.
For this. Grammar this Windows. Grammar this Windows.
So it says this Windows. It thinks it's a grammar. It thinks it's a grammar mistake. But it's not really. It's not really a grammar mistake.
914.
So if I do a control right arrow.
Windows. 11. There is one proofing issue found on this line. There is one proofing issue found on this line.
I know what it is, but I'm not going to correct it because I don't need to.
24H2. What's. Windows. 11. There is one 24H2. What's new? Overview. Podcast. Dot. Have. A. Good. One. Man. Bang. Bang. Blank. Aloha. Comma. Mason. Mason. Dot. Mason.
Yeah, I didn't even flag my name.
Mason. A. Cap M. A.
Let's see what happens if I put...
Y. A. Cap A.
Let's see if I take out the capital M and put a regular M.
Cap M. M.
Okay.
Mason. Dot. Comma. Mason. Mason, A.
Oh.
Mason. Dot. Mason. Mason. Spelling Mason. Spelling Mason.
So it does flag it if you make one misspelling. All I did was I changed that capital M to a lowercase M. So let's see what happens.
Mason collapsed 1 of 3.
So let's spell it.
Mason. Cap M. A. Y. S. O. N.
Ooh. Wow.
Mason collapsed. Mason. M. A. S. O. N. Mason collapsed. Mason. M. A. Y. Space. S. O. N. M. A.
I don't want that third suggestion. I want the first one.
Mason collapsed. Cap M. A. Y. S. O. N.
I'm going to press Enter to accept it.
Suggestion Mason was successfully accepted. Suggestion Mason was successfully accepted. So message body.
This thing must be new because I haven't... Last time I tried this, it didn't tell me suggestion was successfully accepted. So So this is a new thing I think they added it with Outlook.
Blank dot Mason comma.
So the email looks good, except for that little grammar typo thing. Let me see if there's.
Man, what good a hat dot pot over new what 2011 window this.
So.
This window collapsed one of two. These windows collapsed. This window collapsed one of two.
Yeah.
Windows this window 11. There is one proof 24H2.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it as is. So the email looks good. Now I'm gonna just send it. I could do it as two things: Alt S or Control Enter. I'm gonna try Alt S. I always use Control Enter, but I'm gonna try Alt S.
Message list list. Forwarded humanware technic.
Let me take the sent folder to make sure it was sent. So I'm gonna go back to the folder pane with Control Shift Tab.
Favorites tree view. Inbox selected 12 unread inbox. Sent items 1 unread.
Let's go to sent.
Selected. Message list no items selected list. Brandon Tyson test message. 12:16 a.m. Hey Brandon, how are you man? I am sending you this short email for this Windows 11 24H2 What's New Overview podcast. Have a good one man. Aloha, Mason.
Okay, so it went through.
Favorite.
Now.
Level 2 inbox.
Back to
selected.
Inbox.
Message. Forward. Unread Google.
So that is how you do a new email message. Calendar is the same way. So I'm going to press Control 2 to switch over to the calendar.
Calendar, Mason Cabo, Outlook document blank.
Now.
Calendar, selected date August 19th, 2024. Loaded zero event.
Let's see, what's today's date?
Sunday, August 18th.
So let's go to August.
Selected date August 20th, 2024. Loaded one events in two selected calendars August 20th.
What's this?
More options. Close calendar calendar, Mason. August 20th, my work plan, add work location. Close calendar calendar. Mason Cabo training with Jack, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Calendar view, selected date August 20th. Selected date August 20th. Selected date August 20th, 2024. Loaded one events in two selected calendars August 20th, 2024.
So.
Sunday, August 18th, 2024.
2021. Let's go to 22.
Selected date August 21st, 2024. Selected date August 22nd, 2024. Loaded zero events in two selected calendars August 22nd, 2024.
So. I'm going to make a new event on this date. So I'm going to just do a... So the way all this works... So let me shift up backward.
August 22nd. Go to next day, August. Go to previous. Go to today. Mason.cabo at more options button. Show. Go. More op. Show all button. Go to today. Go to previous day. Go to next. August 20th. More options button. Close calendar. August 22nd. More options button. Calendar. Selected date August 20. Calendar so view. Current time. Month. Selected.
What was the command?
Dialog. Date selector button expanded.
Whoops.
Calendar view. Current time. Monday 20. Loaded one events in. Loaded one events in two selected calendars August 19th to 23rd.
Okay, 20 by week. I want by day. So.
Loaded zero events in. Loaded one events in two selected calendars August 20th. Loaded zero. Loaded one. Loaded zero events in two selected calendars August 21st.
So to go automatically by date or by, I like it by day best. So it's Alt Control 1 for day. If I could just find where it is, let me press F6, hang on.
Tab Control, Home tab selected, View tab selected, Help tab selected, Home tab selected, View tab selected.
Let's go to View, so I'm going to tap over.
View Property Page, Arrange Grouping, Day Menu Button Collapsed Sub Menu Show the Daily View. Control plus Alt plus 1, Alt Windows or F10.
Ah, so if I enter in here now.
Work week toggle button not pressed only day menu button collapsed sub menu show the daily view. Control plus Alt plus 1, expand 1 day radio menu item checked Alt Windows or F10, 1 of 7. 2 days radio menu item not checked Alt Windows, 3, 4, 7 days, 1 day radio menu item checked Alt.
Oh, that's cool, okay.
View prop.
So, Alt, Control Alt 1 is day.
Work week toggle button not pressed only show days in the work week. Control plus Alt plus 2, Alt Windows or F10. Week toggle button not pressed show the weekly view. Control plus Alt plus 3 slash Alt plus Alt Windows or F10.
So Alt Control T, don't worry about that slash thing, it's just giving you alternative commands.
Month toggle button not pressed show the monthly view. Control plus Alt plus 4 slash Alt plus equals Alt Windows or F10.
Okay.
Save views menu button collapsed sub menu save your favorite calendar views for quick access. Split view toggle button pressed show in overlay. Time scale menu button collapsed sub menu change the time scale shown in the calendar. Alt Windows or F10. Filter grouping. Filter settings grouping. Calendar settings button change. Arrange grouping. Day menu button.
Let's see.
Arrange grouping. Split view. Time scale menu button. 60 minutes, least space for details, radio menu item not checked, alt windows or F10, 1 of 6. 30 minutes, radio menu item checked, alt windows or F10, 2 of 6. 15 minutes, radio menu item not checked, alt windows or F10, 3 of 6.
I'm not sure what this thing is.
View prop.
So let's go back to...
Filter grouping. Arrange grouping. Day menu button collapsed, sub menu show the daily view. Control. Close calendar, calendar. Mason dot. Okay. Loaded 0 of... Loaded 0.
So I did do a... Shift F6 to go backward, but I think
mail toggle button not close calendar.
Yeah, so you could do a control tab too.
Calendar loaded 0 events in 2 selected calendars August 21st. Loaded 0 events in 2 selected calendars August 22nd, 2024. Selected date August 22nd, 2024.
So there is the date August 22nd. I'm going to press control N.
Calendar Mason Cabo Outlook new event calendar masoncabo4@gmail.com. New event, calendar, masoncabo4@gmail.com document, application.
Now, I'm going to do my counselor John, so Jay-Z.
Z. Spelling error, Jay-Z. Jay-Z, Jay-Z, Jay-Z. Invite attendees, edit, add details.
Oh, that's the out of town. Okay, I'm going to test event.
T-E-F-T-E-E-F-T.
Now I'm going to tap.
Invite attendees, edit, Z.
So.
Jay-Z, search P, Jay-Z, Zamara, John, jzamara@dhs.hawaii.gov.
Tab over. Now that's going to auto-complete. Tap again.
Optional button, add optional attendee.
Tap again.
Start date combo box collapse required editable opens dialog selected 8/22/.
You could do that too, so I'm going to press enter.
22, August, 29, August, 23, August, 2024, not selected Friday, column 7.
So you could do it to this way. If you don't want to go through the calendar, you can also do it through the new appointment dialog. So this is another nifty way you could do it.
24, August, 22, August, 2024, Thursday, column 6.
Let's get on Thursday.
Start date combo... Start time combo box collapsed has auto complete editable selected 11 a.m. Start time list 11:30 a.m. 11 a.m. 10:30 a.m. 22 of 40 11 a.m. 23 of 40 11:30 a.m. 10 a.m. 9:30 10 a.m. 21 of 48 Thursday 8/22/2024 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Start time
tab.
End date combo box collapsed required editable opens dialog selected 8/22 end time combo box collapsed has auto complete editable selected 10:30 a.m. End time list, 11 a.m., 1 hour. Thursday 8/22/2024, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
So I'm tapping through, pressing enter on
end time
the combo box, expanding it, down arrowing through the times, pressing enter to select them, and it automatically reflects the change. So on the tab.
All day switch off. Time zone button. Repeat, combo, time zone button.
Let's see what the time zone set to. I can't.
Repeat, time zone button, space.
Won't let me.
Time zones. No next. No object. No next. All day switch off. Time zone button.
Hello.
Repeat. Search for a location combo box collapsed has auto complete editable search for a location. Add a description or attach document. Search for a location combo box collapsed has auto complete editable search for a location blank. 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 Repeat. Time zone button. Space. Repeat. Search for a location combo box collapsed has auto complete editable search for a location blank.
Oh, what annoying.
Alert location suggestions available. L. Spelling error on all. List. Section. Section. Section.
And this thing still doesn't...
Section focused. Section. Scarlet Honolulu 4 of 5. Section. 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 List. List. Use this location. On all 1 of 1 level. List. Section. Honolulu Kitchen 1 of 5. Section. Honolulu Beer Works 2 of 5. Section. Honolulu Marathon Association 3 of 5.
Okay, so I think this is locations related to Honolulu, so...
Scarlet Honolulu 4. Section Lotus Honolulu at list. Use this location.
Scarlet.
Search for.
Wow, that's a club. So I want to tap again.
Add a description or attach documents. Press Alt plus F10 to exit edit multi-line.
So, in order for you to send this event off, you have to kind of shift tab all the way back.
Search all day and optional. Invited, add detail, exam icon, combo box calendar, send more, send options menu button collapsed, sub, ribbon display option, send more, send options, test event, mail, Mason, if,
what?
More options button, August 22nd, more options button, August 22nd, 2024, week 34, menu button collapsed, sub menu jump to previous or next date.
Whoa.
More options, close calendar, calendar, August 22nd, my work plan. Test event, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Calendar, Mason Cabo, Outlook document blank.
So I don't want that. I don't want to keep that. So I'm going to right click.
Calendar, Mason, edit 1 of 9. Cancel 2 of 9.
Cancel that.
Calendar, Mason Cabo, Outlook, View Event Button Focused, On All Button. Opens card for Mason Cabo for it, opens card for cancel form grouping, cancel event and notify attendee, add an optional message. Edit multi-line blank. Send button. Loaded zero events in two selected calendars August 22nd, 2024.
I don't know why I did that, but...
Calendar, loaded zero events in...
Okay, so that is the an overview of Outlook Mail, the new Outlook and Calendar. So I'm going to Alt F4 here.
Desktop lit. Mozilla Firefox. Unsaved project. Let Outlook. New.
So I'm going to...
Let Outlook. Yes button. In Mozilla Firefox. Document blank. 52% 3 out. Unsaved project. Mozilla Firefox. Unsaved.
Okay.
Desktop.
Now, the next thing I want to talk about is...
File Explorer button.
Where is it?
Copilot button. Copilot pinned 1 of 7.
So, Copilot is a new AI thing that is being... The hype is just overwhelming. Like, I've seen
927.
A lot of hype about this. A lot of hype.
File Copilot button.
So, if I enter on Copilot... So, this was here in 23H2. So, this is not really new, but in the cumulative of updates that they, I think they pushed one that pins Copilot to the taskbar. But Copilot's not new. It has been around since Windows 11 23H2. But if I press, Microsoft has really heavily invested in AI now, but
Mozilla Firefox document desktop list Reaper license .rk 15 of 16.
So
recycle bin not selected 1 of 16.
So basically, so you have the new Outlook, we have the new Copilot pinned to the taskbar, and now there used to be deep integration with Copilot, but basically now Copilot is an edge wrapper. What I mean by that is if I launch Copilot...
File Explorer, Microsoft, File, Copilot, Copilot, search Microsoft Copilot, your everyday AI companion window. Search Microsoft Copilot, your everyday... Add an image to search menu button, chat with Copilot, edit has... Settings and more, Alt. Settings and more.
No.
Add an image... Chat with notebook button.
Let's call it notebook.
Copilot document.
Now.
Application. Back button. Chat with Copilot edit has auto-complete multi-line what's on your mind. Write a detailed prompt to collaborate with Copilot. Use Shift plus Enter to submit a message. Blank.
So I'm going to write...
I. A. T. Space. E. Space. A. Space. 6. Space. W. E. E. K. Space. T. R. A. I. I. N. G. Space. L. A. Y. L. A. B. U. Z. Space. Z space O N space B A I C space T R A I N I H O N space G A S O R S O S.
I'm gonna press shift enter to send this. So I'm gonna press shift enter.
Stop responding button.
So it'll take a while to generate the response. But when it does, it's gonna pop you back into the edit box and then it's going to say the response.
Dialogue by continuing your interaction with Microsoft Copilot. You are accepting the terms of use and confirm you have reviewed the privacy statement dot. Close button.
Okay, fine.
Terms of use, privacy statement, continue button.
Fine.
Space, Copilot document.
Come on.
Application, terms link. More menu button collapsed sub menu. Term, privacy, FOC US link. Settings and more, Copilot document. Sign in button. Sign in link sub menu. Application, back button. Chat with Copilot edit has auto-complete multi-line write me a 6-week training syllabus on basic training on JAWS for Windows. Chat.
Let's see.
No previous heading. Clickable sent by week 1. Introduction. Sent by Copilot. Heading level 6. Copy button.
So.
Clickable. Week 5. Week 4. Week 3. Week 5. Week 6. No next. Week 2. Week 1. Sent. No previous head. Week. Sent by Copilot. Heading level 6. Sure. Here's a 6-week training syllabus for basic training on JAWS for Windows. Heading level 3. Week 1. Introduction to JAWS. List with 7 items. Bullet. Day 1. Overview of JAWS and its features. Bullet. Day 2. Installing JAWS on Windows. Bullet. Day 3. Basic navigation and starting JAWS. Bullet. Day 4. Adjusting speech settings.
Okay, so we got something from Copilot, but I'm not going to use that.
Out of.
I'm gonna say...
Clickable chat with Copilot edit has auto back button. No preview. Clickable chat with... Write me a S. Unselected.
Can you...
Space.
Write...
I... T space.
Me.
E space. A space.
Story.
T y space.
About...
A... Space.
The...
E space.
Digital audio
space R K S T A space R E A E R dot space T E L N E space 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 V E A N space space N space
it
space
was
space
first
space P
U
B L I L Y space A A I L A E dot.
Now I'm gonna press Shift Enter.
Stop responding button.
You only get three...
Response stopped. Chat with Copilot edit has auto-complete multi-line. Can you write me a story about the digital audio workstation Reaper? Tell me how it began and when it was first publicly available. Received message. Sure. Here's a story about the digital audio workstation Reaper. Dash, once upon a time in the bustling world of digital audio, a visionary named Justin Frankel, known for creating the popular media player Winamp, embarked on a new journey. After leaving Nullsoft, the company behind Winamp, Justin founded Kakos Incorporated in 2004. His goal was to develop a powerful, flexible, and affordable digital audio workstation, DAW, that could cater to both hobbyists and professionals alike. In December 2005, Justin released the first version of Reaper as freeware. This early version quickly gained attention for its robust features and user-friendly interface. Musicians, producers, and audio engineers were impressed by its capabilities and the fact that it was developed by someone with a proven track record in the audio software industry. By August 2006, Reaper had evolved into shareware, allowing users to evaluate the full version for 60 days before deciding to purchase a license. This model made it accessible to a wide range of users, from home studio enthusiasts to high-end professional studios. Reaper's flexibility and customization options set it apart from other DAWs. Users could tailor the interface to their liking, create custom scripts, and extend its functionality with various plugins. It supported a wide range of audio formats and could be used on multiple operating systems, including Windows, Mac OS, and Linux. As the years went by, Reaper continued to grow and improve, thanks to regular updates and a dedicated user community. Today, it remains a popular choice for audio production, known for its stability, efficiency, and affordability. And so, the story of Reaper is one of innovation, community, and the relentless pursuit of excellence in the world of digital audio. Dash, I hope you enjoyed this story. If you have any more questions or need further
And yes, Reaper is flexible, it's stable, it's the most robust audio workstation I have used. And a lot of people use OSARA now, which stands for Open Source Accessibility for the Reaper application, developed by Jamie Tay, who was working on NV Access development. So now that is Copilot in a nutshell. I'm going to press Alt F4 to close it.
Copilot button, Copilot pinned 1 of 7.
So that is basically what is that? That's a basic overview nutshell of what is new in Windows 11 24H2. But there are probably more things that I forgot, but basically those are the main points that I wanted to cover. If you guys have any questions, you guys can contact me at MaysonCabo4, MaysonCabo4 at gmail.com. And that's not the word four, it's the number four. So Mason, MaysonCabo, the number four, at gmail.com. All right, guys, see you in my next episode.
Mozilla.
Bye for now.
Mozilla. Unsaved.